Hi there. Welcome to episode 331 of the New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. I'm sorry about missing yesterday's episode. We moved my son Tim into his dorm, which is actually an apartment building, for his semester with the Disney College program. And when we got home, I laid down for what was supposed to be a quick nap before recording the episode. Well, it turned out to be more than a nap. I didn't wake up until many hours later, by which time my European listeners were already into their morning commute, so I just decided, well, I guess we're going to miss this one. Speaking of the Disney College program, I told you on the last show that his mom and I are proud of him for being accepted. I had no idea how few get the privilege. During the orientation meeting that was held for the new students and their parents, we learned that there were 35,000 applicants for this semester, and only 400 were accepted. Pardon me while I burst a button or two. How cool is that? Well, today we're on track 3, and we'll read Job 22 and 23 from the Contemporary English Bible. Let's begin. Job chapter 22. Then Eliphaz from Teman answered, "Can a human being be useful to God? Can an intelligent person bring profit? Does the Almighty delight in your innocence? Does he gain when you perfect your ways? Does he rebuke you for your piety, bring you in for judgment? Isn't your wickedness massive, your inquiry endless? You've taken payments from your family for no reason, stripped the naked, leaving no clothes, denied water to the thirsty, withheld bread from the starving. The powerful own land, the favored live in it. You have sent widows away empty, crushed orphans' resources. For this reason, snares surround you. Sudden dread brings panic to you, or a darkness that you can't see. Rushing water will cover you. Isn't God in the heights of heaven? See how high the topmost stars are. You say, 'What does God know? Can he judge through thick clouds? Clouds conceal him so he can't see while he walks on heaven's rim.' Will you keep the ancient way traveled by sinful persons who were snatched prematurely when a river flooded their foundations? Who say to God, 'Turn away from us, what can the Almighty do to us?' Yet he filled their houses with good things. A sinner's logic is beyond me. The righteous see and rejoice. The innocent mock them. Our enemies are certainly cut off. Fire will devour what's left of them. Get along well with God and be at peace. From this, something good will come to you. Receive instruction from his mouth. Put his words in your mind. If you return to the Almighty, you will be restored, if you keep wrongdoing out of your tent. Lay your prized possession in the dust, your gold from Ophir on a rock in a desert stream bed. The Almighty will be your prized possession, silver piled up for you. Then you will take pleasure in the Almighty. Lift up your face to God. You will pray to him, and he will hear you. You will fulfill your solemn promises. If you decree something, it will stand. Light will shine on your ways. When they are humbled, you will say, 'Cheer up, God will rescue the lowly. He will deliver the guilty. They will be saved by your pure hands.'" Job chapter 23. Job answered, "Today my complaint is again bitter. My strength is weighed down because of my groaning. Oh, that I could know how to find him, come to his dwelling place. I would lay out my case before him, fill my mouth with arguments, know the words with which he would answer, understand what he would say to me. Would he contend with me through brute force? No, he would surely listen to me. There, those who do the right thing can argue with him. I could escape from my judge forever. Look, I go east, he's not there. West, and I don't discover him. North in his activity, and I don't grasp him. He turns south, and I don't see. Surely he knows my way. When he tests me, I will emerge as gold. My feet have stayed right in his tracks. I have kept his way and not left it, kept the commandments from his lips and not departed, valued the words from his mouth more than my food. He is of one mind. Who can reverse it? What he desires, he does. He carries out what is decreed for me and can do many similar things with me. Therefore, I am scared by his presence. I think and become afraid of him. God has weakened my mind. The Almighty has frightened me. Still, I'm not annihilated by darkness. He has hidden deep darkness from me. May God bless the reading of His Word. Well, we already know that much of what Job's friends have said to him have been ill-conceived and hurtful things. In chapter 22 today, part of what Eliphaz had to say is being said by some very popular preachers today. And the message is just plain wrong, not to mention destructive to some people's faith. Eliphaz's message to Job was this: make up with God, confess your sins. So far, so good. But then he takes a left-hand turn. He says, then your life will have peace. Then you'll get everything back that you lost, and you'll be rich. If you say something, it will come to be. You'll never have any more problems. Well, this is a terrible message because it just isn't true. Having an easy life or getting rich has never been the reason the Bible gives to follow God. As a matter of fact, Jesus said, in this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. The Apostle Paul said in his letter to the Philippians, I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret to being content in any situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. So that tells you that Paul didn't have an easy life after he came to Jesus. And then David, of whom God said was a man after my own heart, David feared for his life when King Saul was chasing him. There's a ton of examples of godly people in the Bible who faced difficult situations, and a ton of scriptures that tell us that we can expect troubles, but that God will be with us through those times. When any preacher tells you that all you need is faith, faith, and more faith, and that by that faith you will magically be healed or drive a big fancy car and live in the finest neighborhood, he's lying to you to fill his own pockets. And I shudder to think of how many people have turned from God because this kind of faith doesn't work. Preachers like this look good and they sound good, and there are people everywhere looking for a way out of the poverty, or who are sick, or who just want an easy way to the top, who fall for the lies. When you hear this kind of message, run, don't walk to the nearest exit. Find a place that teaches the entire Word of God, not a place that cherry picks. What do you think? Email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com or leave a comment on the show notes page at 331.lifespringmedia.com or tweet me at _SteveWeb_ and put a hashtag in there, LifespringMedia. Also, remember to send me a question or two that you'd like me to answer during one of the weekend dog days of podcasting shows. It could be a question about the Bible or Christian doctrine or whatever you're curious about. I'll do my best to answer, and if I use your question on the show, which there's a good possibility I will, I'll send you a free copy of my book, Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide. And if you want more information on that book, just go to easybiblenamesguide.com. If you want to check out the other Dog Days of Podcasting shows, just go to dogdaysofpodcasting.org and be sure you're subscribed to this show in your favorite podcast app. Tomorrow we'll be on Track 1, which will take us back to the book of 2 Samuel, and we'll hear more about King David. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Thanks for being here. Bye.